Hello, it's the 7th of June. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. A man was rushed into hospital after being stabbed repeatedly in the neck and chest. He was parked on Maitland Street, Bedford, at around 4pm on Saturday and was approached and then attacked by a 21-year-old male. Beds police have arrested the suspect and are currently questioning him. Based on the investigation, Detective Chief Inspector Marie Gresswell believes that the 60-year-old man was the only victim targeted, saying, "We believe this was an isolated incident with no risk to the wider public, and our officers remain on the scene to give reassurance to residents and listen to any concerns they may have. Police are asking for anyone who may have seen something or can provide CCTV or dashcam footage to contact them." Ollie Murs, who is performing at Bedford Park concerts in July, has said his show is going to be awesome. After ditching ballads and love songs, he promised a fun, energetic and feel-good performance and joked attendees should bring their Fitbit. The concert starts on the 29th of July. Check the show notes for details. On Friday evening, a man was seen destroying four swan eggs close to Bedford Swan Hotel. The eggs belonged to the swan known as BPT, were within days of hatching. An attempt was made to stop the man, but the individual who intervened was assaulted. The suspect will be charged with common assault and damaging or destroying the nest of a Schedule 1 wild bird. Joanne Gullen, director of St Bedsford Swanery, a group who take care of the nest, expressed sadness but praised Bedfordshire Police in quick response. Richmond Manor Care Home in Ampthill, who started their own bakery, has donated bread and other baked goods to Bedford Food Bank. Residents and staff organised the donations from their artisan bread-making initiative. Food Bank founder Stella Brooks said, "I set up the food bank 10 years ago to help any needy local families." That's it for today. I'll be back tomorrow with your Bedford News updates.